want to move on because there is something, when we talk about the risk-off tenor this morning, there's something that we haven't talked that much about, and that is what is unfolding in Afghanistan. Does not have a direct impact on markets, of course, but you can extrapolate what it could mean for stability in that region, what it could mean also in terms of implications for Washington. Michael Isikoff is with us now, Yahoo News contributor and investigative journalist. Mike, it's good to see you here this morning. This is really, I think, fairly broadly being viewed as a failure of U.S. intelligence, a failure of this administration, not so much in the decision to pull out, but in the lack of foresight to know how quickly Afghanistan was going to fall to the Taliban. How are you viewing it, and how is it being viewed in Washington?
Well, first of all, it's obviously a debacle. It's the most dramatic setback for the United States on the foreign policy front in quite some time, and in many ways overshadows all the chaos during the Trump years. And I think, you know, the most immediate political impact of this is that the Biden White House had gotten some momentum and some credibility for bringing a certain amount of competence back to Washington. These were the adults in the room. They got the COVID relief package through very quickly. They successfully, for the most part, managed the vaccine rollout, got a huge chunk of the population, not everybody, but a huge chunk vaccinated. And remember, just barely a week ago, was celebrating the passage of that bipartisan infrastructure bill that looked like was gaining some momentum. And now to be faced with this, which is sort of a graphic example of incompetence, poor planning, with really tragic human dimensions for the people of Afghanistan, not to say for American credibility in the world. So I think this really does hurt the Biden White House. It undermines their image of competence. And I think we'll have political fallout on a whole wide range of areas, including trying to get legislation through Congress.
And I think it's safe to say as well that the situation could get worse in terms of loss of life. I mean, we've all been watching the dramatic footage from the airport in Kabul as people try to flee, including both Afghan citizens and people from other places who are trying to escape. A lot of parallels being drawn to Vietnam in terms of people having to be evacuated from the Saigon U.S. embassy. So dig into those political implications a little bit more for me, Mike, in terms of how perhaps Republicans are going to use this as leverage when it comes to some of the other domestically oriented debates in Washington right now.
Right. Well, look, a lot obviously is going to depend on what happens from here in terms of the Taliban rule. Do they return to the sort of harsh Sharia-like governance that they showed when they were in power the last time before we toppled them when we invaded in 2001? Do we see a bloodbath of Afghans who were allied with us, who fought for us, the interpreters, the NGOs, everybody who was on our side? Is there a purge, and does it become bloody, and do those images push through? If they do not, then, you know, this might be a sort of momentary debacle for the Biden White House, and public attention will move elsewhere. If they do, then we're going to see those images, and we'll be debating why and how they came about for some time. And on top of that is the big question that really is the sort of Damocles that hangs over the Biden White House on this is, do we see a reconstituted Al-Qaeda and or ISIS returning to Afghanistan and planning attacks against the West? if that happens, this is going to be more than a momentary debacle for the Biden White House. It is going to define the next few years. And we may not know the answer to that for some time, but I think that is something that anybody in the administration has to be worried about at this point, because if that happens, the Biden White House is facing a very different future than it was just a few weeks ago. And let's remember, right now, the Democrats are in control in both the House and Senate. That may not be the case after the 2022 elections, and we could see investigations into various aspects of this continue throughout the rest of Biden's term in office.
Yeah, that is a very good reminder, Mike. And to your point about Al-Qaeda and terrorist groups, I did note that Hamas has congratulated the Taliban on its taking of Afghanistan, just to give one example. Mike Isikoff from Yahoo News joining us this morning with his perspective. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Sure enough.
Be well. Anytime.